Here we go. Okay. So, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. So, for today's practice, I'd like to talk about the secret to happiness. This is Happy Hour. So I figured we'd talk about the secret to happiness. Or the subtitle of this practice we'll do might be The Secret to Happiness on Zoom. Practice of metta, the practice of metta, wishing well, having kindness, goodwill, friendliness for ourselves, others, people we know, people we don't know, people we like, people we don't like. Equal opportunity, friendliness, and goodwill as part of this cultivation. And it does make our heart happier. It makes us happier. So what I like to talk about specifically, the nuance that I like to bring in today is, with the pandemic, many of us are still experiencing Zoom calls. They're not going to go away anytime soon. It is a part of the way we're going to be working remotely, or perhaps also even if we go back to work with people who are not local with us. So teleconferencing, video chat, etc., video work will continue to be a part of the way both we work and maybe we socialize in groups. So this practice, is, how we wish well, for example, before the pandemic, the variation of this practice was stealth metta. If you were driving, you would wish metta for people on the road, and you would be calmer, happier. You wouldn't be upset as much, especially if people cut in front of you, especially wish them well. Really, in order to bring soothing and calm and ease to yourself, and you would arrive at your destination feeling much better. Similarly, if you rode the subway or buses, you would be wishing well for everyone around. Now, with what I like to bring in, and this is a Zoom practice meeting. Well, some people are on YouTube, but many of us are here on Zoom. You can see me, you can see each other. So this will serve as a perfect practice ground for many of the work meetings. So wishing well. So the idea, the invitation is that we will practice the wishing well for people who are on a meeting with us, and we'll bring them to mind. Or you can start, maybe if you wanted to, you're able to put in gallery view, so you can choose someone to wish well for, kind of warm up your metta right now. But really, what I like to focus on is a practice that we can take to our other Zoom meetings, other work meetings in this way. So why? Well, some meetings, actually many meetings, you might feel tired, bored. It might be some like, oh, I don't agree with this person. They're going on and on. These little quirks we develop with people we know and work with. And actually choosing to find something that either you appreciate about them, you like about them, or some way in which you are similar, the common humanity. Oh yes, you're both dedicated to this work you are doing. You both appreciate whatever project you're working on. And finding a way to find common humanity. And for those of you who are retired, perhaps, I invite you to engage in this practice creatively, creatively. Cultivating metta is all about creativity. So find other ways. Maybe you are going for walks and seeing people in your neighborhood, or going to the grocery store and feeling annoyed by someone. It's like, okay, they're taking forever during the whatever 10 or less items, and they have 30 items checkout lane. You know, there are all these ways that we find that we get irritated. So stealth metta, this is stealth metta. And one thing I want to bring in before we get into it, into the practice, is that some people say, well, when I'm in a meeting or doing something or other, it takes too much, it's too distracting to perhaps do metta for someone. Well, yes and no. So one idea could be, before you go into the meeting, you know, spend a couple of minutes imagining people you'll be seeing, you'll be either in a meeting with or even visiting in person again. Be creative. You don't have to take it exactly the script that I will be talking about. Be creative. See what works for your life situation. Be your own inner Dharma guide. So can prime the heart either before. And also, what I have found is that if I don't do this practice, actually I get more tired and more waned. My energy gets kind of waned in the meeting, and my attention starts to not be here completely. Whereas actually, when I engage by, different people in the meeting perhaps are talking, I wish them well. Even if I disagree, especially if I disagree with them or there's something, I'm like, I wish you well. May you be well. And then all of a sudden, I realize, oh wow, I'm more attentive. I have more energy. I have more goodwill. I'm more present in this meeting. I don't feel like, oh, when is this going to be over? I want to be done with this meeting. So it changes the way I present. I show up. I'm present at the meeting instead of actually being distracting. It's actually the opposite. So I challenge you gently. To see that for yourself, to see that for yourself, how you can actually become even more present and available. Your energy will be arisen, aroused, arisen. Anyway, there'll be more energy present with this practice instead of it being a distraction. So I have said plenty to frame the practice. Let's practice together. I'd like to invite you to land. To land in your body. To arrive, to come here. Here right now. Feeling your feet on the ground, or if you're sitting on the floor, feeling your whole underside of your legs on the cushion. Feeling your bottom on the chair or the cushion, the contact points relaxing, letting go of your body weight into the contact points, feeling the connection to the earth. Let's just hang out here, feeling connected to the earth, sensing, feeling, appreciating the contact points. Inviting your breath. To move through the body, through the lower part of the body. The abdomen. The contact points. Enlivening. Bringing more awareness to these sensations. Deeply rooted and connected to all the sensations. Inviting the awareness to rest the lower abdomen, sensing the movement, the sensations of the breath. Inviting your awareness to move through the body with the breath, calming, relaxing, letting go. Of any tightness or holding anywhere. Now I'd like to invite you to continue to feel embodied, feeling your bottom on the cushion. Contact points of your feet, your legs, the breath moving through your body. Here. Imagine you're in a meeting. It could be a Zoom meeting, an in-person meeting. Or perhaps somewhere where there are others present that you're interacting with in some capacity. Could even be a grocery store or a walk in the neighborhood. See what situation works for you best. For the narrative, I will refer to meetings, but again, see what works best for you. As you are embodied, feeling your body, sitting, lying down, standing, perhaps bring to mind a recent scenario. A recent scenario where you were with others. In a meeting, perhaps on Zoom. Again, feel free to adapt to what comes up for you. Feeling yourself rooted in your body with your breath. And just take some time imagining yourself present. This meeting fully present in your body. Not leaving the body in order to be with others. Staying with the body, staying with the breath. Feeling your presence while you are imagining being in this meeting. Starting with appreciation, metta for yourself, for your work, for your work as service. Appreciating your own goodness. Your own intentions for service, for offering your offering to the world. May I be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. Staying connected to your body. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. And now feeling embodied, continuing to feel embodied. The sensations of your feet, your sit bones, your breath. Whatever calls to you in your body. Feeling your presence with others in this meeting or in this situation you've conjured up. Something that has happened maybe earlier today or recently. And imagining yourself in relationship with these other beings. And as they speak or as they relate to you, or as they're going about doing what they do in this interaction, wishing them well. One by one. Perhaps starting with the person who's easiest for you. Person who's easiest. You have the most warmth, ease, care, appreciation perhaps for them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Either sharing these metta phrases or whatever metta phrases you like, or perhaps without words, just wishing them well, wishing them goodness and happiness in your mind's eye, staying connected to your body. Staying with this first person for a while. A few minutes. You're welcome to move to another person in this meeting, in this group, saving the person who perhaps is most challenging for last. I'll tell you when we have a few minutes left. Or if you want to move to them earlier, you're welcome to. At any point, if you feel that you need some of this goodness and care, feel free to direct metta to yourself. Maybe it was a challenging meeting. It's okay to hold yourself with care and metta. You haven't yet moved the person who may be more challenging for you, the meeting. This is a good time. Perhaps considering something the two of you have in common, seeing their humanity, something you appreciate about them, or you have appreciated in the past, let that be the basis for the metta, for your connection with them. Or maybe simply that you're both human, you're both aging, you're subject to aging. have a body subject to pain and illness. You're not so different. For the last couple of minutes of this practice, sharing your metta, your goodwill, your friendliness with all the beings in this meeting, in this circumstance, in this situation, all of you. May all of us, meeting, talking, working together, being together, in this cause, in this service, in this way, may all of us be well. Seeing your connection through your common cause. Even if you're imagining being in the grocery store for this common cause of feeding yourself. May all of us, and may all beings everywhere be safe. Be happy, be healthy, and have ease as much as possible. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, changing the settings on chat so you can chat publicly with your reflections. If it's sent to everyone, I'll read your name. If it's just to me, it'll be private. I won't read your name. And you can also raise your hand, your Zoom hand, especially if you haven't spoken for a while. If you're new, I'd love to hear your reflections, what you discovered. And yeah, I see Forrest, please.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
For this topic, it's actually perfect timing for me because I recently returned to work and meetings that I feel like are a waste of time have been one of the things I was just trying to figure out how I work with. And during the meditation, it really shifted my attitude because I realized that the meeting was not just about the work. It was also this kind of human, about the humanity somehow, not just the work. So I'll definitely be bringing that with me.
I am touched. I am so touched, Forrest. Thank you for your words and your reflections. I am delighted. I got your missive, your mental missive. Thank you so much. And may this be of support to you. And what you say is so profound. I do want to highlight it, that meetings aren't just about the work being done. There's so much about the relationship, about the human relationships. These are the people we are serving with. We haven't chosen them. They're kind of like our family. We don't choose our family. And yet they can serve as our teachers. And there's so much. So, and as you were saying, in the meetings where it could, previously it was a waste of time. Now it's no longer a waste of time. It's practice time. It's practice time. Metta practice time. It's lovely. Thank you, Forrest. Other reflections, please. And one thing that I'll share out as I'll wait for you to raise your hand or type is I've done this practice, especially in meetings where I felt it's long, or there's, as I mentioned at the beginning, just, yeah, it's, you know, some meetings they have spark and some meetings are heavier. And I've noticed that my energy gets completely transformed and shifted in the meeting. Like, okay, it's time to do metta. I start smiling. I start smiling at to myself. I start smiling at others when I'm looking at them, wishing them well. It just, and it shifts my energy. And also I've noticed it shifts other people's energy in the meeting when that happens. So this is your secret happiness. Happiness secret. Happiness secret in Zoom meetings. Not such a secret. Please spread it. Any other reflections or thoughts? Anything you noticed, anything that maybe was challenging too, is welcome. Megan.
Hi, this is Megan. I was thinking of a Zoom meeting that I had by phone last week with people I have yet to meet. I have a lot of people to meet. I just moved here to California. So
welcome. Welcome to California, Megan.
Yeah. But it's also kind of scary, and there's a lot of nerves and just a lot of like selfing when it comes to starting over and being in all of these groups. And so it was really helpful to like to bring metta to that with all these people I haven't actually met in person yet, and think about like little things I've heard that I just really appreciated about them. So I'm gonna try it in real life. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. I love that. And also the actionability of you know, things that you've heard you appreciate about them. Oh yeah, here it is. Letting that be the basis. And also, you know, as we know, metta is a antidote for fear, anxiety, you know, various flavors of it. So especially in the new situation, may it support you. May it profoundly support you, Megan. That's great. Thanks for your reflection. Marie Christine says in chat, I would like a life subscription to the Happiness Club. That's great. You already have one. I love it. I love it, Marie Christine. That's great. Very sweet. Another thing also, again, feel free to raise your hand. Another thing I've also done in the past is sometimes, you know, if people have a virtual background, that's one thing. But if in their environment, sometimes in the background, you can see something that, oh, yes, they like art, or, oh, they have a child's painting, you know, drawing in the back. Oh, maybe they're a parent. Maybe they're a grandparent. There's something, there's a way that you can really connect with them. There's so many ways to be creative and create the connection. So speaking of that, we are in a Zoom meeting, dear ones. Let's take this as an opportunity for metta for one another. So in a moment, we will be in small groups, small practice groups. And let's start by 15 seconds of metta, silent metta for each other. And then we can share as little or as much as you like, but maybe in the background have a sense of metta for yourself in the small breakout groups with others, really actively, and see how it goes. So I'll create the breakout rooms now, and they are open, and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. So we have a few minutes for Any reflections, questions, what you noticed, what you observed, especially doing this, practicing this in real time, especially if you're new, if you haven't spoken before, would love to hear from you. Your observations are important. Yes, Terrence.
I just want to say how important this group practice is. I was, you know, before the small group thing, I was just feeling kind of turned inward and not very happy. You know, we're doing happy hour, right? But then the little group, just talking with three other people, I felt a shift. Now, and thank you for this group. Yay.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Terrence. Yay. Thank heavens for our community. Yeah. And for happy hour community. Yay. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. I see hearts showing up on Zoom. Yeah. And the human connection. Yeah. The connection in this way, in this safe, supportive, as safe, as supportive as we can make it, and taking care of each other, really. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Thank you, Terrence. Other reflections, please. Yes, Melanie. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was feeling the same level of gratitude for the breakout rooms. And there's one person in particular that I've happened to be in a breakout room with a number of times, just like seems a bit coincidental, but like there were like a few, maybe like three or four times, like we've been in the same breakout room together. And he isn't here right now, but we did the exercise together once of the like, what brings you joy, I think, or there was something where we repeatedly asked each other the same question. I think it was like, what makes your heart sore? I think that was the actual question. And he was talking about how he like loves going to St. Bart's and like running and like swimming naked in the beach. And he's actually like not on the call right now. But I was like, oh, like, you know, like now I just think of such joy. I'm like, you know, he's not here, but like, you know, I feel like this image of feeling so happy for him. Like maybe he made it to St. Bart's and that's why he's not dialing in. And so I think that was key to what you were saying of like, just like getting to know little parts of someone, especially like what makes them really happy. And then being able to think of those, it makes it much easier for the metta to flow for them.
Beautiful. Thank you, Melanie. I love it. It just makes my heart sing also as you talk about this. Makes me so happy. It's lovely. And that's a lovely, lovely note to end on. Thank you both for those reflections at the end. Both Terrence and Melanie and everyone else who shared earlier. So thank you all for your practice. Thank you for showing up to happy hour, supporting yourself and others in the world, this cultivation of goodwill, friendliness, metta. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including yourselves. Thank you. And now I'll stop.